Okay, so the Rambam in Hilchos Matanos Ani in Perek Yud begins with a very audacious statement. The Mishnah in Avos tells us, "Hevi zohir b'mitzvah kalo kivachamura," that we're supposed to be equally careful and rigorous in all mitzvos. And that the Rambam begins by saying that we have to be more zohir, chayavin on lizar b'mitzvah saseh shel tzedakah, mikol mitzvah saseh shebatorah. Okay, the zehirus of tzedakah is greater than all of the mitzvos asay in the Torah. Now, this zehirus, the Rambam says, is linked to three distinct elements, or maybe even more precisely, for three distinct reasons. He says, number one, because tzedakah, and this is obviously highly germane to our subject of research, is siman Lazera Avraham. That it's, you know, if baseball is the American national pastime, tzedakah is the Jewish national mitzvah. As the Pasuk says about Avraham Avinu, Ki yedatev l'man asher yitzaves banaves besu acharav, v'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedakah mishpat. So we have to be very careful about this mitzvah because it's the defining national mitzvah of the Jewish people. Number two, the Rambam says, that the Das Ha'emes, the true religion of the world, and the Kisei Yisrael, the sense of Jewish sovereignty, can only be fully established through tzedakah, as the Pasuk says, Yeshayahu Bitzdaka Tikonani. So that it's linked not just, you know, sort of to the ethos of the nation, that's the first reason, right? It's Siman Lezera Avram Avinu. But more than that, it's linked to the national destiny of the Jewish people. Okay? Bitzdaka tikonani. And finally, number three, okay, and this is sort of linked to number two, the Rambam says, is Ein Yisrael nigalin elebis chus tzaka, tzion v'mishpat tipadeh, v'shaveha bitzdaka, that our redemption is contingent on tzedakah. So the geula from our current exile diaspora is linked to tzedakah. And then the Rambam goes on from there, right, once he's established that there's this remarkable notion of zehirus in the mitzvah of tzedakah more than any other mitzvah in the Torah. So the Rambam then goes on, and again, this is so fascinating because the Rambam is not superstitious and he's highly rational. And yet the Rambam goes on to say two things. He says that a person who gives tzedakah will never suffer poverty. Ein adam, or at least not from the tzedakah. Ein adam me'ani min ha-tzedakah. And two, right, that there will be no hezek, there will be no damage or ra caused to a person because of involvement in tzedakah. Again, based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, quoting so heavily from Yeshayahu. Number three, the Rambam goes on to say, and again, conceptualizing tzedakah as part of the broader category of rachmanos, that if a person is merachim, person gives tzedakah, then God will be compassionate with that person. Sort of explaining why, if a person gives tzedakah, nothing bad would happen, because God would look after such a person. And again, this isn't a superstitious, you know, Kabbalistic thinker. This is the rationalist Rambam. And then he goes on to say, right, that a person who is not merachim is, of course, an achzar. And he doesn't say, you know, if somebody doesn't have the right color tablecloth or doesn't have the right kind of hair covering or hair covering altogether, then you have to interrogate them whether they're actually Jewish for purposes of shiduchim. What's the only thing that you should, you know, should trigger a person to look into whether somebody's actually Jewish, you know, in terms of yuchsin, in terms of, you know, for purposes of marriage? Right, a person demonstrates achzarius, right? And that will connect you right back to the beginning. Because after all, if tzedakah is a siman lezera Avram Avinu, right, like it's the national pastime, right? It's the ethos, it's the definitional mitzvah of being part of the Jewish people. If a person somehow is outside of that framework, then we question whether indeed they are Zera Avram in the halachic sense. The Rambam says very clearly, Chomishu Achzari Venum Rachim Yachush Li Yichuso. Okay? Then the Rambam goes on to say at the practical level that, you know, based on the notion of Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, we all have the same father, then by definition, then we are all brothers. Kol Yisrael Achim Heim. And brothers, and this of course has a special connection to Avram and Lot in the story that we're learning, Ki Anashim Achim Anachu, that Nachi, what's the special obligation of brothers? Exactly, that the Ach has to be Merachim Al Ha'ach. Right? Certainly we're not going to expect, in Yana Dioma, time of, you know, shocking anti-Semitism and shocking lack of condemnation of anti-Semitism, in specific, right, we expect each other, one another, to be merachim on each other. Then the Rambam goes on to say the following, and again, I want to get to Ilan and Azriel, so just give me 1 second just to establish this. Yeah. Ach has a special responsibility, lerachim al ha'ach. Then the Rambam goes on to say the following. A person who's ma'alim einav min tzedakah, he turns away, uses that language that we often find in the context of Hashava Saveda, or Tina Uprika, of Lo Suchali Salein, that you shouldn't look away. So called Malameinav Minat Zdaka, the Rambam says, is stigmatized in 3 ways. You're called a Bili Ya'al, which is a term that the Rambam notes that is normally reserved for Avodah Zarah. You're called a Rasha, and you're called a Chote. A wicked person, a sinful person. But certainly the most interesting one is that you're called Bilial, as the Torah says, about a person who's not willing to give tzedakah for fear that he will not be recompensed with a loan going into remission in the 7th year. It's a very specific kind of tzedakah. Pen yiyeh davar im livavcha viliyaal lemor karva shnas hasheva shnas hashmita. So the point is that there's a basic equation between Avodah Zarah and failure to give tzedakah. 2 comments about this. Whose personal mission was it to eradicate Avodah Zarah? Avram. And that takes us back to the very beginning. Seems to be that the Rambam's general thesis here is that Avram is the paradigm of tzedakah. Therefore, it's the siman lezera Avram. If a person doesn't involve himself in it, you have to be choshesh for his yuchsin, for his actually being part of the Zera Avram, right? And a person, again, who's Mali made of Minat Tzedakah, it's as if he's involved in Avodah Zarah. Then the Rambam further explains this in the next halacha by noting, you know, what's the connection by, let's say, a Tzedakah failure in Avodah Zarah, Yehuda? He says, the reason for that is because the connection between failure to give Tzedakah and, like, being involved actively in Avodah Zarah. How does the Rambam sort of link those 2 things? Yaakov? Right, because God, he says, is karov l'shavas haniyim. That if Hashem is defined as somebody, kiviyachol, who's always very concerned about those who are downtrodden and suffering, so a person who's not concerned about those in need, he's distancing himself from God, ki'ilu, he's an oved avodah zarah. As the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, karov l'shavas haniyim shenemar, shavas haniyim ata tishma, lefikach tzarech lizoher, that's the second time the Rambam used that term in this context, chayav minan lizoher, mitzvah sa'ashe shal tzedakah, tzarech lizoher mitzakasad, from their suffering. Right? It seems like there are 2 dinim here. One of them is that we actually have to be very zahir in giving tzedakah, b'mitzvah sa'aseishol tzedakah at the active plane. There's another din in terms of sort of the emotional reality of it all. Tzarech li zahir mitzakasan from the tzakas aniyim sherei bris krusolahem. God has given them a covenant. Shenemar v'ayaki tzak elai v'shamati ki chanun ani. It's interesting that immediate context of the pasuk is not just the ani, but is the ger and the yasam and the almana. That the Rambam is quoting, but be that as it may, the Rambam very often groups them together, especially this time of year with Matanos Savionim. The Rambam there mentions the Ger, the Yasam, the Amana, the Aniyim, the Umlalim, etc. So this is a very important passage in the Rambam, and clearly the dominant figure in it all is Avram Avinu in 3 ways. Once again, it's Siman Lezera Avram Avinu because of his commitment to Mishpat Tzedakah. Number 1. Number 2, a person who's not merachem, who's not part of this mitzvah, you have to be choshesh to whether he is from Zera Avram. And number three, failure to participate in this mitzvah is tantamount to avodah zara, once again, the life mission of Avram Avinu. Let's try to go in order. Let's get Ilan Azri. David did not allow, he sort of made a final decree against the Givonim being able to marry into the Jewish people because they had demonstrated Achzarius, cruelty, with respect to exposing the bodies of Shaul's descendants.
And also, what was the
Avodah Zarah
name again?
Bilial. You're Bilial, you're Rasha, you're Chote. Okay, Rabban was next.
For like the first